Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We've got the Raines family up, and they're going to be singing The Power of His Word. Then we're going back to the live recording where we're preaching on the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1, The Fear of God.
The Word was God. In the beginning He spoke, let there be light, and it filled up the sky. Creation came to be by the power of His voice. Yet He will speak to me above all the noise. The power of His Word spoke light into darkness, hopeless, change the course of history. The power of His Word brings peace to the broken and lifts up the fallen. And yet He speaks to one like me. I've heard His voice divine, and I know the power of blow and storms arise. He says, peace be still, and winds obey. When fear comes calling, He says, be not afraid. Be not afraid, I am right by your side. His still small voice can pierce through the roar of pain. I've redeemed you, child, I've called thee by name.
Says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I want to read it one more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Do you have a fear of God anymore? I remember when I got saved by the grace of God, I stood in awe of who God is. I stood in awe of who the Holy Ghost of God was in my life. But I tell you, I'm starting to see it today. We're losing a fear of who God is. Do you have a fear of God in your life? I want you to go to chapter number 19 of the book of Exodus. And I've been doing a study for a long time now on the book of Exodus. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter. We're going to actually go to chapter number 20 here in just a moment. But in chapter number 19, God speaks to Moses and He tells him to get the people ready to meet for worship. He tells them to sanctify, to set themselves apart. In other words, he's saying to sanctify. He said, hey, there's some things that you got to clean up spiritually between me and the Lord, right? We ought to do that every single day of our lives. We ought to clean it. We ought to sanctify. We ought to set ourselves apart. Amen. Before the Lord every single morning, we ought to start that way. Then he tells them to clean up. He tells them to wash their clothes. He says not just an inward cleansing, but also an outward cleansing. And I tell you, you see this come and go mentality in our house of God today. Nobody seems to want a man dressed up anymore. I'm not here to bash. I'm not here to praise God. I'm just trying to tell you, we want this just come as you are mentality. I will tell you something. It takes me some time, amen, to put this ugly stuff on, amen. You got to wash. There's a lot of times, Brother Brian, I thought about this. There's a lot of times in the shower. While I'm getting ready to go to the house of God, God has given me thoughts. I'm getting ready. I'm preparing myself. I'm combing this least little bit of the hair that I got left. I'm combing it and getting ready to go and then brushing my teeth, putting my suit on. In that preparation work, God is doing a work in my heart to get me ready to go to worship. Amen. They washed their clothes. But then he tells them, he says, to be ready. Now listen, they didn't know. They knew that he was coming on the third day, but they didn't know what time he was coming. They didn't know what time he was coming. They had to be ready on the third day. Amen. It didn't matter if it was 12 o'clock at nighttime. They had to be ready for the third day, right? Can I tell you, we need to be sanctified today. We need to be ready to go, amen. We need to be pumped and primed and ready to get out of here, amen. God's coming soon. When we're just sitting around thinking, well, in our laziness and in our apathy, we think, well, we've lost the fear of God and the presence of the Holy Ghost. Then God set some boundaries. If you're going to be, man, if you're going to be used to God, you're going to have some boundaries. Look at verse number 12. Thou shalt set boundaries unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up to the mount, nor touch it, the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death, and there shall not be a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be by beast or man, it shall not live. And when the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And so the people get themselves ready to meet God. Verse number 16. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding long, and so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part of the mount. There was a fear of all of these things that were happening. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, this evening, if we was to go into Tabernacle Baptist Church, just think about this. Suppose you looked up there at the choir, and there's a big old cloud. I mean, there's lightnings and thunder. What in the world is going on down there at Tabernacle? What's happening down there? And I mean, the closer you get, the more the lightning crack, you'd be like, right? I don't like the dark. I never have liked the dark. I definitely don't like the dark when it's some thunder and lightning, amen. I'm like an old dog. I just get under something, amen. Thank God, it scares me to death. I don't like it. And Mount Sinai was all together on smoke because the Lord descended upon it with fire. And the smoke descended, therefore, thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder, the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice, and the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount. And the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. Can you imagine? I'm telling you, I can understand why that they were fearful. I mean, with all those things taking place, with all that they're seeing, I can understand the lightnings, the thunders, the smoke, the fire. I mean, the awesome display there that God had given them. Then over there in the book of Proverbs, we use this as our text verse. The Bible said this: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Amen. Wisdom's good too. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. I want you to focus on that. What's this saying? You'll never understand, listen, you'll never have an understanding of God until you first have a fear of God. Yeah. If you don't fear the one who give you life, you'll never have an understanding of who he is. I believe this today. Brother Collins, I believe, man, that people are trying to refashion God, not according to the Word of God, but they're trying to refashion God according to man's desires, according to man's own imagination. They're trying to make God this little G God, and I'll tell you, that's exactly what the children of Israel tried to do. You say, what are you saying, preacher? It ain't long until you read your Bible over there in Exodus chapter number 32. Amen. Moses is up there in the very presence of God. He's in the smoke. He's in the cloud. He's in the lightnings. He's in the thunder. But where's the children of Israel at? They were standing afar off before, and now they've done out the door altogether. You say, what happened to them? Well, they got down there. They convinced Aaron to make them a little molten calf out of gold. And they're down there worshiping this little calf of gold. You say, preacher, what happened? They lost their fear of God.
Amen.
They lost the sight of man, the God who brought the smoke and brought the fire and brought the lightning and brought the They lost who God is, and they made a God of their own imagination, a God that they could touch, a God that they could see,
Oh my.
A God they could feel,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it wasn't a God that they could fear.
Right. Yeah.
They scared of no, listen, people are not scared of no golden calf. It don't do nothing unless you make it do something. They ain't scared of those things. And I believe this, the people lost their fear for God. Exodus chapter number 20, verse number 3, the Bible says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any graven image. But it ain't long. I'll tell you right now, they got that old golden calf out. And there's a worship in that golden calf. They lost their fear of God. Listen, we're losing in our Baptist churches. We're losing the fear of God. We've tried to replace the power of God with programs. We've tried to replace the power of God with this group and that group and this fun and that fun. We kind of have the power of the Holy Ghost back in our churches. How are we going to get it, preacher? Develop a righteous fear for God. That's the only way, friend. In chapter number 20. The book of Exodus, God gives his law. He said, thou shalt not, and thou shalt. He went over there in chapter number 1. I think it's amazing. You know, I love the alignment of the Word of God. Everything in this book has been calculated.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. God knows exactly the alignment of it. God knows exactly. It comes out right every time. We find this, that God gives in chapter number 20. He gives those commandments. However, in Exodus chapter 20, we no doubt see that the children of Israel saw the power and the manifestation of God on the mountain. The Bible said this, and look at verse number 18. Exodus chapter number 20 and verse number 18. I want to read this for you. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off.
Yeah.
I believe that there was a holy reverence for that mountain. I believe that there's a holy reverence for what they saw. I believe that they was actually fearful. I believe, man, that they looked at that mountain and said, if I get close to that thing, I'm going to die. I'm going to really die. If I get too close, I'm going to die. I want to remind you that there's a bunch of misfits tried to run against God's man one time and the earth swallowed them up. Where's their fear for God? We want to talk about the man of God. We want to run the church down. Why? Because we don't have a fear of God anymore. I'm telling you, preachers, singers, listen, we're losing the fear of God in our day. I noticed when you walk into churches anymore, you walk into churches and there's such an absence of the fear of God. There's such an absence of the presence of God. There seems to be no desire, no realization of God's presence. There seems to be a continual mode to uplift the dead. You can't raise the dead, friend. The dead's dead.
Right.
The best thing you can do is send the resurrection their way. Have you ever noticed when you walk into churches these days, they're trying to, man, boost them, trying to stir them up to worship? Listen, you can't serve something that's dead, praise God. What we need is a fear of God. Amen. If the fear of God comes back, guess what? I'm going to tell you something. You'll see things taking place. We see people playing on their phones in church. We see people, the Word of God's open, and we see people talking while the preacher's preaching. We see all kinds. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to tell you our condition and our need today. Our need is this. We need the fear of God back in our worship.
Amen.
And in our churches, if there's anything we need God's presence.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1832. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.